Hello, I'm Mark Adams, Managing Director of Vitsu, a company that manufactures Dieter Rams' furniture. I'm sitting here with Dieter Rams at the Design Museum on the day of the opening of his exhibition here. And that exhibition is called Less and More, isn't it, Dieter?
Yeah, I had a lot of discussions about less and more, because it is, for me, I like more my own version of less, inspired by Peter Behrens and Mies van der Rohe, saying less is more. I change that a little bit today to say, for me, less but better, you know. So the title of the exhibition is, in my view, a little bit too narrow on the version of Peter Behrens and Mies. In 1995, as I make this book with the title Less But Better,
yes.
As I had in my head, I was leaving the design department and I had in my hierarchy all the marketing people they want to have every year. More takeover, turnover,
more sales, yes.
More sales, and everything should be more, yeah. Yeah, every year more. And then I came with less but better.
And that is a problem for an American multinational owning brand.
They didn't like that.
Yeah.
They didn't like that. The products I was responsible for during my time was gone. Electronic products, because the technology is changing every year very fast. Especially in the field of furniture, we should not we should come away from this survey habits. Yeah? No, furniture are not for, they are made not even not for one generation. They have to stay for two or maybe three.
For many generations, yeah.
And it's not nothing. There is no technical things inside, so it's no necessary to put them away.
Yeah.
Especially not every 2 years or every year.
So one design, Dieter, that you're quite well known for is a shelving system that you designed just almost exactly 50 years ago,
right?
Half a century ago,
yeah.
And that is still in production and is arguably more successful today. What are your thoughts of what that says about your design philosophy?
That it stays for years and people really still discover that they can change something with it, they can still buy something and add to things they have bought 10 years or 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And is that the importance of designing a good system, a system that comprises a number of interchangeable parts?
It's okay, it's something to do that is designed not as a simple one piece of furniture.
Indeed.
It's designed as a system, and also it's normal with a system. It should be designed in a way that you can add something after years, still without to improve, especially some details.
Yes.
For example, if the machine can do something more to bend a piece of metal, 10 years ago you couldn't do that. There was no machine which is able to do something. So it is always possible to improve some details without to change the whole system.
Absolutely, and because the production techniques have improved so much over the years, that
exactly.
There are now ways of making it that were not
exactly.
possible before. The concept of modularity of a system as applied to your furniture also extended into so many of the products at Brown, yes, particularly in the hi-fi, where you were designing pieces as separate items that could then be combined in different ways.
especially with the as it becomes more and more high fidelity quality, so you have to think more in systems that people are able. It's also, it means that the components becoming more expensive.
Yeah.
So people should be able to buy piece after piece, or can combine things in a different way. For example, to mount, to have something on a wall, or can combine something in a shelf, or can combine something on a floor or whatever.
Yeah.
Should be open to more possibilities to arrange your personal environment.
Yeah.
But in a way that it not disturb your own world. Yeah. Keep you more free parts in your living area.
Yes.
For example, when you can have something on the wall, you have no space for yourself.
Because you are raising it off the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we have installed the furniture in people's homes, but their home feels bigger.
Yeah.
And that I always find very
convincing.
Don't
forget the time as I designed that in the beginning of the 60s. Yeah. Still, in Germany, for example, we had problems. So, because a lot of people coming from the eastern part of Germany prefer to live in the western. During the time with the Iron Curtain, a lot of people coming from the east. So we have very problems for all the living eras. We find the so-called social living eras, which has not so many place on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
The comfort was limited.
Yeah.
It's still limited in Germany. In America, you have always more space.
That touches on a point, Dieter, that I think is often misunderstood about your design, is because your products are very pure and simple, that sometimes people believe that that means you yourself have to live a pure and simple, almost a monastic life.
It's a hard, especially for entrepreneurs to make clear to the consumer that it is not limiting your spaces. It's help to make your space more easy to live with.
Yes.
Yeah. It is not. It's designed because we had limited spaces, but it's not designed to limit the space for the personalities. I still today as more space I keep empty makes your thinking more clear.
Gives you some thinking room to be having clear,
to the more important,
clear spaces.
To the more important things.
Absolutely.
We have to think about it today.
And as you will always say, from your point of view, that design is first and foremost a thinking process.
Right.
And that the advent of computers during your life as a designer, that does not change the fact that design is a thinking process. What would be your encouragement to the younger design generation be, who are of course naturally completely at home in with the world of a computer?
It's the one. I remember this. We start the computer in the design department at Brown. And I was still responsible for that. I started with our workshop because the computer was a great help to be more faster, more precisely with model making.
Yes.
And we could improve the quality of the models, and that is also a very important thing if you discuss the new products with the marketing people, with the business people. So you need an example, and it's not enough to have a wonderful drawing done by a computer, which is able to do wonderful drawings. Yeah. You need a three-dimensional thing that people can take it in their hands, can feel the haptic,
haptic quality.
Yeah. And can operate some knobs. It's still very important to have a so-called design model.
So are you jealous that the young designers now have three-dimensional printers at their disposal, that they can just print a model overnight and come in the following morning and the model has appeared? Is that good or is that bad?
I always was fighting a little bit against the so-called renderings. Renderings are a problem because if you are an artist to make renderings, you can lying to yourself.
Yes.
And so renderings could be very dangerous. And they never can win the fight against a model.
So for you, every time a model is the most important way.
It's the same thing today with computer rendering.
Yes.
The computer can make fantastic drawings, very precisely. Mm-hmm. But still, it is a computer. Not your head.
If you're talking, Dieter, to the young generation of designers, with your experience, looking back over your career, what is the one piece of advice that you would give?
I'm always saying, be careful. Be careful. If you don't, the computer is not doing your work. You have to do your work. And without you know what you want, computer is not helping. He can help to be fast, can help to be more precise, can help you to make the models more precisely and in a shorter time, which is often very important. It's a great help. It's out your thinking behind. It is dangerous.
So should there be a period in every young designer's education now of maybe one term or 1 year where they should study without the use of a computer to engage the other faculties in the brain?
Sometimes maybe it's better to start without.
Yes.
To learn really to do something later if you can't take the computer as a great help. But I would say to start is always better to start with your pencil.
But your background as a craftsman, somebody brought up in the world of carpentry, that has been hugely important to your career, am I right?
It is exactly right. It was not a nice time. 3 years working as learning carpentry. It was a hard time, but it was necessary. I never would miss that. Even it was a hard time, and it was a great help that my grandfather was a carpenter, and I learned a lot from him because he was an example for me. Because he was not. He was more a specialist for surface. He also hated machines.
Yes.
He could do that. He could hate machines because he was more specialized on surfaces.
Handwork, yes.
So if he made some furniture, he made not large furniture, he made some small things. And then he said, I don't need machines. I do it by hand. So I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, but I think it's no accident that we've known each other over 20 years now, and that the business that my father was in when I was a very young child was in the woodworking industry, and so I was taught both at home and at school a lot of woodworking skills, and I think when my early days of working with you and with Niels Vitsu, I often noticed how much the hands were being used to inspect a new prototype. And that the eyes were maybe doing less than the hands, that developing that sensitivity with your hands is important, and you can't do that just with computers. Is that also fair?
Exactly.
The computer cannot give you a feeling of a material feeling.
Yeah.
And it's important, that, especially with furniture, that you feel the material. So it's a lot of things we have done to improve the plastic material in the 60s, in the beginning of the 60s. It was more known as a cheap second material.
Yeah, which
in German would say ersatz material.
A replacement material, yes. Throwaway material. Yeah.
And had a little bit this known a little bit as cheap throwaway.
And so a lot of what you were doing at Brown in those early days was trying to give plastic a longer living quality, a more noble quality.
And another visual quality.
Yeah.
And also a haptic
most definitely.
It's nicer to feel something which is not shiny, and you see every mark on it. It's another feeling. It's hard, and you don't see any fingerprint on it.
But if we're perhaps thinking here a little bit in terms of that advice to the young design generation, maybe park your computer for a little time and develop your skills without a computer, that there's certainly one area I think is consistent with your experience, Dieter, is if only we collectively could persuade more young people to think in the long term. Don't think just designing a product for this year or next year. What about this product in 10 or 20 or 50 years' time? Because that makes your thinking process have to be even more disciplined if you think further into the future rather than thinking a few months into the future.
I'm not the oracle of Delphi.
No.
But I hope that next generation will live in a more empty space, more room for thinking. And so it's not necessary when I should come again to this world, I would not anymore be a designer for new products, because we should more work in eliminate the mass of products.
Yes.
Not only to change mass production into quality production, that is one thing, but also to eliminate the mass of things.
Yes.
We have enough unnecessary things
around
the world.
We need fewer things of better quality, not more things of cheaper quality.
Right. People make more noise and make more. So we have to think really more seriously in the future, what we are doing, how many we are doing, and maybe we should concentrate very more important things. Maybe it's much more important to think more seriously about our nature surrounding. That includes, of course, our living areas, our cities, and the traffic becomes more and more complicated.
So, as a human race, Dieter, have we become too detached from nature? Do we need to be more in harmony with our natural world?
Harmony, it's a lot of things to do to improve our world, that we can live together in this world, becoming more and more people in the world, that we don't have to stay a bit longer on this planet. And not thinking that we can go away maybe on another planet. We have to start think more seriously about how we educate the younger people. I can understand that a lot of people are interested to, and maybe this exhibition helps, that younger people are interested to study industrial design. And so we have around the world too much. I hope that somebody who visited that exhibition here can feel that it was not done to be as a company more successful. It's firstly done to be a company which do their work more honest. More honest. You know? And when somebody can feel that, when you see the products and the exhibitions, then I'm happy.
Dieter, thank you. That was, as always, a fascinating discussion.